Thank you. So here, the observations were received on 6th of November 2017, and the concluding observations were adopted in 2017. Information was received in October 2020. And we are dealing with paragraphs 12, 30, and 42. Paragraph 12 on equality and non-discrimination of Roma was asking the state party to intensify efforts and take measures to address systemic discrimination against the Roma population and all the concerns related to that. The state party informs us that under civil law, evictions are carried out in accordance with the court decisions, and the tenants can request suspension of the eviction, and that within certain months these are even prohibited, and that the persons who abusively occupy housing without title, or those who disrupt peace in communal housing or seriously disrupt public order may be evicted. So also that in 2019, there was an amendment to the law on territorial planning and urbanism, which provided that informal settlements must be identified and prioritized in policies on housing, access to infrastructure, public health, and personal security. And when the decision is taken to dismantle them, beforehand, the local authorities must consult and gain approval of inhabitants for their relocation or to alternative housing, and also that social assistance programs can benefit those in informal settlements. We also received information on social vouchers and children receiving free school supplies and hot school meals, on projects funded on inclusive school and education tolerance and so on, and also that there was an amendment to the national education law which provided for mandatory preschool education, also information on various projects funded by the EU structural funds, on the government emergency ordinance of 2017, ensuring that Roma have access to basic healthcare and community services, and the assessment of the national strategy for the inclusion of Romanian citizens belonging to the Roma minority is still ongoing, and also that there were public policy recommendations for 2021 to 2027, and that the National Council for Combating Discrimination has sanctioned local authorities for having evicted Roma persons without providing them with alternative accommodation. Here we have no information from other stakeholders. So the proposed grading is a B because we welcome amendments made to the law on territorial planning and urbanism and also guarantees contained therein. We request information on the implementation of this amendment, particularly on the provision of adequate advance notice of eviction and cases of legal challenges made in relation to eviction orders against Roma. We would also welcome information on the scholarship, apprenticeships, entrepreneurship programs for youth, amendment to the National Education Law, which provides mandatory preschool education, establishment of National Committee for Desegregation, Educational Inclusion. We would still request information on the enrollment status of Roma children in preschool during the reporting period and measures taken to prevent and intervene in cases of segregation of Roma children, including reconfiguration of school districts. We would welcome information concerning government ordinance from 2017 on health nursing, but request information on its impact. Also, we would still express regret to the lack of specific information on effective coordination with local authorities and a comprehensive data collection system on discrimination against Roma. Therefore, we would request information on the results of the assessment of the national strategy and sanctions imposed on local authorities for discriminatory acts against Roma during the reporting period. In paragraph 30 on ill treatment and public care services, the state party was asked as a matter of urgency to ensure that treatment of persons with mental, intellectual, and psychological disabilities is in conformity with the covenant by improving living conditions, treatment and public care in the facilities for these persons, taking appropriate measures to ensure that they are not discriminated against in the enjoyment of their rights, and also taking all measures necessary to implement a policy of deinstitutionalization of persons with disabilities accompanied by appropriate community-based support, and ensuring that any restrictions are legal, necessary, and proportionate to circumstances of individuals, in that they provide effective remedies, that pursuing legal amendments in order to eliminate full deprivation of legal capacity and strengthen efforts to restore the legal capacity of persons with disabilities should be undertaken, and also that the state party should strengthen independent monitoring of institutions and complaints mechanisms, investigate all allegations of abuse and prosecute responsible, and ensure independent representation of persons with disabilities in any proceedings to safeguard their rights. The state party informs us about the national preventive mechanism's work in 2018 and 2019, completing over 100